Well, he was a mainstay at the Parramatta Eels for over four decades, just about. He was there as a player, of course, originally, and then a 30-year CEO. He played for New South Wales. He played for Australia. He was known as the Emperor. I thought it'd be great to get the thoughts of Dennis Fitzgerald and what's going to be a very busy week for Parramatta Eels supporters. He's on the line. G'day, Dennis.
Good morning, Jimmy. Well, afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon. Yeah, thanks for coming on the program. Really appreciate it. Tell me, were you always a believer in this squad of Parramatta Eels going all the way?
Well, to be honest, I wasn't always a believer. They just had such an up and down season where they struggled to put two wins together in a row. But towards the end, they're certainly going well. And the one big thing is that we didn't have any injuries to the major players. Maybe miss a game or two, but generally we had our key players on the paddock towards the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Put your footy cap on, Dennis. Why is it that this Eels side troubles the Penrith side that have been so dominant? They've played three times this year. The scoreline's 2-1 in favour of the Eels.
Yeah, I think it's the same with, a lot of clubs. You just have a bit of luck. It's not as though the Eels recognise a weakness with the Panthers, but they certainly build themselves up. And the fact that they've beat the Storm as well, who are probably the two favourites going into the start of the competition, Penrith and the Storm. And I think they're just running hot. They look forward to the big game, so there's no bigger game than this coming Sunday. Often with the games, as we saw against the Cowboys, it could have gone either way, right up to the death or right up to the final whistle there. So, but anyway, certainly Parramatta and Penrith, there has been a rivalry that's built up over a long period of time. A lot of Parramatta players went to Penrith for whatever reason when they left Parramatta, and so that rivalry built up then, and the fact that we're neighbours and the Blacktown's basically the borderline from the old days of where your junior league goes. So there's a lot of friendly rivalry and not so friendly rivalry in some cases.
Absolutely. All right, footy cap off. Put your administrator cap on. What does it mean for the club? What does it mean for the district to have a Parramatta side strong and into the grand final again?
Oh, well, it certainly means a lot to the club and to the supporters. As you know, we've got the great home ground, CommBank Stadium there, and I'm sure that the membership, win or lose on Sunday, will go up by 10-20%. So that's a big thing. And certainly from the financially, it helps enormously with the money that you get from finals games and grand final, but more particularly money as far as extra season ticket holders the following year. Yeah. And of course, we've achieved a lot there, but everyone's looking forward to a win, of course, on Sunday to give it an extra boost. But for Parramatta City itself, I'm a Parramatta boy who went to St. Pat's Parramatta and Parramatta Maris Brothers, so I've been in and around Parramatta all my life. I remember going back to 1976, the first grand final at Parramatta in, and I played in that one against Manly. I mean, it really gave, since going from the perennial losers to make the grand final just in 76, and then 5 years later take the extra step in 81 to be the first grand final. A lot of people said to me, and I certainly agree with it, rather than being poor old Parramatta, like a suburb, which is a city, of course, the city of Parramatta, and the unbelievable amount of building going on in Parramatta and skyscrapers. It's a mini Sydney for sure. But that just brings great prominence to the city of Parramatta when we're up there in the grand final. Basically, Australia-wide, they get to know that Sydney's not just Sydney. There's a whole host of things with Sydney, but more particularly we're regarded as the second city and the heart geographically of greater Sydney as well. So there's a lot to talk about at the moment with Parramatta, but having a successful rugby league team obviously gives a lot of publicity to everyone, players, fans, club, you know, supporters, and the city of Parramatta itself.
Is it fair for pretty much every team since 1986 that they get compared to those Great Eels sides that you mentioned, one for the first time in 81 and then, of course, did it another three times, you know, with names that are just so familiar in the sporting world, let alone the rugby league world, like your Sterling and Kenny and Price. Are those comparisons fair? Do you always feel for the current player when they trot those out, Dennis?
Oh, well, I mean, it's a natural thing to do with that team of the 80s, and that team pretty much were together from 81 through to 86. You know, I think, I can't remember now, I've checked it, you know, how many players played in all four grand finals, but I figure there must be 9 or 10. Yeah. And certainly the standout international players did, you know, with Ray Price came to Parramatta in 76 and Mick Cronin the following year. And, of course, they retired a minute after the grand final in 86 finished. So you got those. But then, you know, you had the younger players with Sterling, Kenny, Groth and Ella in a sensational back line. And, you know, they were all roughly the same age in 1981, around about the 20 mark. And, of course, a number of them went on to play right through to 90 and 91. And to answer your question, you know, fans do or media does in regards to that. But, I mean, it's 40 years ago when you had those. So it's entirely a different competition, new clubs that have come in. Just looking at the records of the number of the grand finals that were won together with those players and you know, playing rep football and State of Origin games and games for Australia, it is a remarkable record of so many players. I remember one of the State of Origin games. I think we had 6 of the 7 back line in a State of Origin game, I think in 1982.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, no wonder people are comparing like a club back line, which became a State of Origin back line close enough. So it's a very lauded position where those players are held by not only Parramatta, but the rugby league world and the historians.
Yeah. There's only two coaches that have coached Parramatta to premierships, Jack Gibson, John Mooney. Is Brad Arthur ready to add his name to that?
Oh, I certainly think he's ready to add his name to it. He's a real hard worker for the club, and he's been there, I think this is eighth or ninth season. And it was, it's been a tough haul there from the early days. I think Parramatta, since I left, actually, they've got 3 wooden spooners. In my 30 years as the CEO, we didn't get 1 wooden spoon. We did get a couple when I was playing there. but Brett, I mean, you know for yourself, Jimmy, it's just so difficult to have everything come together at the one time. And Penrith are terrific. They're my second club after I was spent the first 5 years of my life out at Penrith at Castlereagh. But they've had a number of years together, given that it's their third grand final in a row. And of course, a bit like the Parramatta players in that back line, about the same age, the Panthers have got a number of players who played in the same junior league club together that they've come through. And so just getting back to Brad, he's very, very, he's tough. He was never a great player. He played a little bit of lower grades for us before trying his hand as captain coach down the south coast and then up to Cairns and everything. So he's certainly done his apprenticeship, more than his apprenticeship. And, the players love him, and they feel a bit sorry for the criticism that he unfairly receives, and then just made things more difficult when his son Jake, is playing first grade or on the bench or whatever, as though there's some problem there. But, you know, I don't see a problem there.
Yeah.
And
all right,
we
Dennis,
hope for the best.
Dennis, I'm going to have to put you on the spot, mate. I want a score prediction for Sunday, please.
Oh, gee, a score prediction. Let's go for Parramatta 24, Penrith 15.
Cleary went early with a field goal and come back to bite them. I love that.
What a player he is. Oh, gee.
Amazing. Wow. Amazing. Dennis, yeah. Great to chat, mate. I know you're going to have a very exciting and a very busy week, and wish you all the best for it. Thanks for being a part of the show today.
It's been a pleasure, Jimmy. Thank you.